Here's an update on the peach freeze. Agriculture officials in Alabama say a freeze earlier this month destroyed all the fruit crops in the northern part of the state and most of the peaches in the central part of Alabama. Some growers may go out of business, but any effort to get aid from the government could be stymied by politics in Washington and from inside the agriculture industry. Tanya Ott of member station WBHM in Birmingham reports.
Linda Steele's stomach turns every time she walks into her North Alabama orchard. She and her husband Doug lost the fruit on 2,000 apple and peach trees when temperatures dropped to a brutal 25 degrees over Easter weekend. Like many others, they don't have crop insurance.
When I first rode through the orchard after the freeze and you knew that they were dead, it was just like an awesome feeling that I had, you know, like gut feeling inside that really makes you want to cry. But seeing them come off the tree, you know, it's really sad.
A few more days and probably all be off. There's nothing left.
Total damage in Alabama could reach $300 million. Georgia lost peaches and blueberries. Tennessee and the Carolinas took a hit as well. State agriculture officials will go to Washington next month to lobby for disaster relief. Alabama Agriculture Commissioner Ron Sparks says they needed it even before this freeze. 2 years ago, Alabama farmers felt Hurricane Katrina, and last year it was drought.
Farmers have really took it on the chin the last couple of years, and they need some help. They're not looking for government welfare. They're looking for someone to help them prop them back up.
Getting aid for fruit and vegetable growers, though, might be an uphill battle. They have traditionally taken a back seat to the big four: wheat, cotton, corn, and soybeans. Those crops get the lion's share of government subsidies. And although Farm Bill 2007 is expected to level the playing field some, Commissioner Sparks says the agriculture cartels, that's his term, will be fighting for the biggest piece of the funding pie. Also, a federal farm disaster package in Congress is tied to the Iraq military spending bill, which President Bush has promised to veto. Again, Commissioner Sparks.
When you see those type of things happen in Washington, it's very discouraging. Knowing if those guys could look at some of these farmers eye to eye and see the devastation and see the tears that I've seen in the last couple of days, I think things might happen differently. I would hope they would.
You know, agriculture is just big political business. You don't fool around with the Farm Bureau.
Political scientist Natalie Davis of Birmingham Southern College predicts farmers will get some kind of disaster relief bill. She says their lobby is just too powerful to ignore, especially in the run-up to a presidential election.
A lot of these presidential candidates have made commitments on the agriculture side such that it's going to be hard to ignore the needs of the agriculture community as you go into this thing.
If the southern states get a disaster relief package, farmers will have access to low-interest loans. But as grower Linda Steele points out, and many farmers agree, the trouble with low-interest loans is you can't pay even low interest if you don't have any money. For NPR News, I'm Tanya Ott in Birmingham, Alabama.